Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hi, I'm Felicity Bedford, and welcome to Question of the Week. As the winter months draw in, we've been looking for the answer to Amanda's question.
How do I stop my nose from running?
Now, this is one question that I really wanted to know the answer to, as I'm always finding myself far from a tissue with a runny nose. So I asked GP Adam Foreman to help. To start with, we really need to know what caused my runny nose in the first place.
The nose acts as a very sensitive organ to control the temperature of air and the particles in the air being inhaled. So on a cold day, more blood will be sent to the lining of the nose to warm the air up, and this produces mucus and hence the runny nose. Likewise, for toxic chemicals or even the chemicals in a hot chili, the same process will happen. The lining of the nose will become injected with blood and the lining will produce more mucus and the runny nose.
Okay, so there's not much I can do about cold air and toxins. But what happens if I have an allergy like hay fever?
Then the cells in the lining of the nose will produce a histamine reaction, which causes swelling of the lining of the nose and the production of more mucus, hence the runny nose. This can be controlled either by avoiding the allergen or any toxic chemicals, but also an allergic reaction can be controlled either with a local medical treatment, a nose spray, damping down the histamine reaction, or by taking drugs. Also, you may have a runny nose because you've been crying a lot. The tear ducts in the eyes drain into the nose, and hopefully this could be cured quickly with a hug or help from a loved one. By far the most common cause of a runny nose is a virus, otherwise known as the common cold. And this, unfortunately, has no treatment apart from patience and forbearance and a lot of tissues.
Thanks, Adam. So, Amanda, if nasal sprays and hugs don't work for you, maybe it's time to go tissue shopping. Next week, we'll be journeying into the cosmos to answer Jess's question.
What would happen if I plucked a guitar in space?
If you know the answer, we'd love to hear from you. You can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com or find us on Facebook. You can tweet at Naked Scientists or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.